This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Vine, Facebook, Tumblr, YouTube, Foursquare. If you know a teenager, it's very likely they use several of these social media sites and that they access them through a smartphone. In fact, a 2012 Pew study found that of teens who have smartphones, more than 9 out of 10 use social networking sites. What are they using social media for? And how does their social media use affect their relationships, their school life, and perhaps their future? Those questions will be addressed a week from tomorrow, April 3rd, at the Urban Child Symposium at the University of Baltimore Law School. This year's symposium is Social Media and the Urban Child, the Effects of the Digital Age. Associate Professor of Law Barbara Babb, who directs the Sarah and Neil Meyerhoff Center for Families, Children, and the Courts, organized the symposium, and she's here in the studio with me. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
And returning to the show is Dwight Watkins, a writer and adjunct English professor at Coppin State University. Dwight, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Professor Babb, why this topic, social media, this year?
I attended a national conference in June where the keynote speaker was James Steyer, who's the founder and CEO of Common Sense Media, and he raised such important and interesting issues and questions about the use of social media. So when I discussed it with my wonderful staff, they all agreed that yes, social media would be a great topic. They have many experiences with Baltimore City Public School students through their work in our truancy prevention program, and have really realized the effects, both positive and negative, of social media regarding children, and were very interested to pursue it further.
Why have a pediatrician and a prosecutor as panelists?
The pediatrician is going to talk about his experiences with the effects of social media on children and how he believes it's a pediatrician's role to educate parents on both the positive and negative effects of social media. The prosecutor, State's Attorney John McCarthy, has done a lot of work in the Montgomery County Public Schools educating children about privacy, how to be safe on social media. He and his assistant state's attorneys begin their educational programs really in the elementary school years and continue through high school.
Dwight Watkins, you're not a presenter at this symposium, but you have written several articles about teens' use of social media and access to technology. Your college students and the younger city students you work with, how are they using social media?
Everything from meeting new friends to trying to connect with celebrities to filming fights and uploading them and rating them. They use it for everything, and I understand why a prosecutor would be on a panel, because they should have an app called I Get Indicted. There's so many crimes. These kids are doing, like, they do so much with it.
Do you have a sense, I'm sure there's a range, but how much time are your students putting into social media?
Their eyes are glued to their cell phones 24 hours a day. I always see them. I had a very, very disturbing conversation with a football player at Coppin State University, and he basically said that, I'd have to apologize to you in advance. I cannot sit still for over an hour without checking my Instagram at least 10 times. So I said, well, let's think this out. Let's figure it out, because I only use contemporary books when I teach. We talk about real topics, issues dealing with race and sex and hip hop, and we write about it, and you know, we do so much, and it's a colorful class. And so I want to know what is going on your Instagram that would make you just like tune out. And I looked at his timeline, and I saw party promoter. A picture posted by a party promoter. Another picture posted by a different party promoter.
Professor Babb, I know the symposium is going to get into privacy rights and privacy infringement. What needs to be addressed when it comes to students' privacy rights online?
I just realized today that there has been a work group on children's online privacy protection that was created by statute in the Maryland General Assembly last term, and they have just completed their report as of December of 2013, and they've made several recommendations for children's online protection. But certainly one of those would be the ability or the protection against giving out personal information on behalf of children.
Dwight, do you find students are disclosing too much information about themselves?
Some are. I just want to shed some light on some students are very responsible with social media. You know, a lot of it has to do with home. And how their parents explain these things to them. A lot of students aren't, and a lot of them are disclosing too much information, and they're being very reckless.
And is it, from what you know, from what you see, is it just young people not thinking through the consequences, or are they sort of trying to use social media as a replacement for attention that they're not getting in their own lives?
Attention that they don't get, and then some of them want even more attention. This is like a generation of, like, the pseudo-celebrity. Every student wants to have 20 million followers on Instagram. They want every picture to get 50,000 likes and have 800 comments. They want to mimic Rihanna's page.
I imagine you'll tell me there's a range here, but is use of social media an addiction?
There have been addiction issues, and there's also something known as Facebook fatigue, where kids are really just getting sort of exhausted from using social media so much. So I think that is a concern. On the other hand, we've been talking about all the negatives. There are many, many positive influences of social media, and our keynote speaker, Melody Barnes, is going to highlight some of those. So I think we have to be mindful. We've seen in our work in the Baltimore City Public Schools, social media enables us to maintain contact with students regarding assisting with their attendance issues. I do think there are many, many positives.
Dwight Watkins, what would you point out as a positive that comes out of using social media?
Creativity. Some of these kids are making some extremely creative pages and taking some amazing pictures. Also, I think that there is some value in having every person in the same place at the same time. So there's things that we haven't tried to do. Like, we haven't tried to use social media as a way to mass educate all of the cell phone addicted kids.
Lots to think about. I appreciate you both talking to us about it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Barbara Babb is Associate Professor of Law at the University of Baltimore, and she directs the Sarah and Neil Meyerhoff Center for Families, Children, and the Courts. The center is sponsoring the Urban Child Symposium on April 3rd. Dwight Watkins is a writer and adjunct English professor at Coppin State University. Still time to register for the Social Media and the Urban Child Symposium a week from tomorrow. We have a link to how to do that and to more information about the panelists, as well as links to Dwight Watkins' recent articles published in the online magazines Salon and Vice, all on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning. The Wall Street Journal's film critic looks at Duke Ellington. Stay tuned to 88.1 for that.